there in the next life? Aside from your relatives, when you donate medicine, food, and knowledge to others, and conduct yourself in a way that does not cause fear in or hurt any living being, then the result of all that comes in your next life. Do you donate any of this, or do you keep it for yourself? If it were possible for one to take material things with him to his next life, then people are such that they would even incur a debt of 300,000 rupees and take everything with them. Well, this world is indeed this way. So the fact that no one can take anything along with him is for the best.
The miraculous play of Maya.
It is Maya, the illusion that deceives the self, that makes one take birth. It is Maya that makes one get married. And it is Maya that leads to death too. Whether one likes it or not, there is no choice. However, the one thing that is certain is that it is not Maya that has the full power. You, the embodied soul, are the owner. So everything has been played out according to your desires. A balance sheet has been derived based on the desires you had in the past life. And based on that balance sheet, Maya is now running everything. So there is no point in complaining now. You yourself had told Maya, "This is my balance sheet."
Life is a jail.
What is life according to your view?
According to my view, life is a jail. A jail. There are four kinds of jails. One is confinement under surveillance. The celestial beings are in confinement under surveillance. These human beings are in a simple prison. Animals are in a prison of intense labor. And those in hell are in life imprisonment.
The saw keeps cutting away from the time of birth.
This body too is dying at each and every moment. But do people have any realization of this? But when a log falls apart into two pieces, our people say, "It has been cut." Hey, it was in the process of being cut. The saw was indeed cutting away.
The fear of death.
There is constant fear in this world. There is no fearlessness in this world, even for a moment. And whatever fearlessness one feels,